In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, it is no secret that Lent can be a very difficult time of year for many of us, maybe most of us. We might even be tempted to ask ourselves, really, what good is it? When I keep the fast, when I'm faithful to my penances, it's so difficult. And when I fall, it's so discouraging. Why should we persevere and be of good courage, therefore? Because we have such a wonderful prize to gain, heaven. In today's gospel, we read that wishing to give his disciples a glimpse of the glory of paradise in order to animate them to labor for the divine honor, the Redeemer was transfigured and allowed them to behold the splendor of his countenance. Overcome with joy, Saint Peter exclaimed, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." It's as if he wanted to say, "Lord, let us remain here. Let us never depart from this place, for the sight of thy beauty consoles us more than all the delights of the earth." Be assured that the greatest of all the torments of the damned in hell arise from the thought of having lost heaven through their own fault. The blessings, the delights, the joys, the sweetness of paradise may be acquired, but they can be described and understood only by the blessed souls that enjoy them. But let us, with the aid of Holy Scripture, explain the little that can be said of them here below. According to St. Paul, no man on earth can comprehend the infinite blessings which God has prepared for the souls that love him. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, what things God hath prepared for them that love him. In this life, we can't have an idea of any other pleasures than those which we enjoy by means of the senses. Perhaps we imagine that the beauty of heaven resembles that of a wide extended plain covered with the freshness of spring and interspersed full of trees and bloom and birds fluttering about and singing all around. Some might imagine it as being like the beauty of a garden full of fruits and flowers and overflowing fountains. Truly, however, these very human and very earthly images fall far short of capturing the beauty of heaven. Speaking of paradise, St. Bernard says, "O man, if you wish to understand the blessings of heaven, know that in that happy country there is nothing which can be disagreeable and everything that you can desire. Although there are some things here below which are agreeable to the senses, how many more are there which only torment us? If the light of day is pleasant, the darkness of night is disagreeable. If the pleasant moderation of spring and autumn are welcome, the cold of winter and the heat of summer are painful. In addition, we have to endure the pains of sickness, the persecution of men, and the inconveniences of poverty. We must submit to troubles of soul, fears, temptations of the devil, doubts of conscience, at the uncertainty of our eternal salvation. But after entering into paradise, the blessed shall have no more of these sorrows. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. The Lord shall dry up the tears which they have shed in this life. And death shall be no more, nor mourning, nor crying, nor sorrow shall be any more, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new,' according to the book of the Apocalypse. In paradise, death and fear of death are no more. In that place of bliss, there are no sorrows, no infirmities, no poverty, no inconveniences, no vicissitudes of day or night, nor of cold or heat. In that kingdom, there is continual day, always serene, a continual spring, always blooming. In paradise, there are no persecutions, no envy, for all love each other with a tender charity, and each rejoices at the happiness of the others, as if it were his own. There is no more fear of eternal perdition, for the soul confirmed in grace can neither sin nor lose God. If we make it to heaven, we will have all that we can desire. Again, our Lord says, "Behold, I make all things new." There, everything is new. New beauties, new delights, new joys. There, all our desires will be satisfied. Our sight will be filled with the joy of beholding the beauty of that city. How delightful it would be to behold an earthly city in which the streets should be made of crystal and the houses of silver, the windows of gold, all adorned with the most beautiful flowers. But how much more beautiful will be the city of paradise. The beauty of this place is heightened by the beauty of the inhabitants, who are all clothed in royal robes, for as St. Augustine says, they are all kings. How delighted we will be to behold Mary, the Queen of Heaven, who will appear more beautiful than all the other citizens of paradise. But what must it be to behold the beauty of Jesus Christ? St. Teresa once saw one of the hands of Jesus Christ and was struck with astonishment at the sight of such beauty. In a word, there are in paradise all the delights which man could desire, and they give our present sufferings and our struggles all their worth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.